Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
We'll go back to Abigail and Marion in a couple of minutes, but I want to take this call because Dermot has been trying to contact us. He's been in Portugal. I think you're in the airport just about to get on the plane to come home. Is that correct, Dermot?
That's correct, yes,
okay.
That's correct.
And the reason you contacted is that you've had a holiday from hell. When did the crimes against you begin?
Well, basically, what happened, Joe, was we booked a holiday to celebrate our engagement.
Mm-hmm.
We landed in Portugal on Friday, the 4th of January,
okay.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
And on Sunday night, we were walking up the strip of Portugal, and me and my fiance was forced into a car with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
They took us in the car for about an hour. They took all our money off us. They were going to shoot me and sell my fiance for basically sexual needs and so on to their boss for 5,000 euro.
Right.
The police have the guys who done it.
So how did you tell the registration number? How did you manage? When were you released from when these three guys bundled you into a car at gunpoint? How did you get away from them?
Well, basically, the way it worked is we were in the back of the car. We were in hysterics, crying. They took us out like maybe 17 minutes from where we were staying.
Okay.
The only way I can describe it, Joe, it was basically like a big safari, like back lane,
mm-hmm.
that they took us to. But the policeman knows exactly. We had to react the whole thing. What happened? They have loads of evidence. They've caught the guys. We've identified them. But like we haven't had a holiday at all.
We
spent the last 4 or 5 days within police stations and hospitals.
And when
I sprained my ankle trying to get away.
Okay, well, tell us about that, because when we rang the Portuguese police, when you first contacted us, they said, and they were taking it, they said you were taking it very seriously, your reports, and they had two teams working on it that
That's
day.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so these guys, how long did these guys keep you in the car before they released you?
Well, basically, the only way we got released was my partner was said we're going to the bank to get them more money because
yeah.
they said they were going to sell her for 5 grand and shoot me dead. Now, they did bring out the gun to shoot me, and the driver of the car had to punch the fella that was going to shoot me
mm-hmm.
to stop him from shooting me. Basically, it turned out that they're Portuguese gypsies. And they're known for this type of crime in this area.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, they sliced a girl up in her face. They sliced her with a knife. So basically, the police is they've probably got 10 undercover police officers, have them under surveillance since it happened. But they haven't come out of the house. So today, they are going to the courts to get a warrant. And basically what they've told us is if they have a gun and they show the gun or whatever, the police is going to shoot to kill. So basically it's that serious.
And how did you, just to come back, Dermot, to Sunday night, how long were you held for?
Roughly 50 minutes altogether. They've taken us back to the hotel and kept one of us in the car for us to get our bank cards.
Okay.
But whatever cash I had on me, I gave it to them just to try and get away. And then on Sunday evening, that was fine. We went to the bank. My partner got out of the car to go to the bank, and the bank wouldn't give her any money. But
mm-hmm.
I gave her the wrong card in badness, if you know what I mean. I knew there were no money in the card that I gave her.
Okay.
So basically, she couldn't get no money out of the bank machine, and then... just out of the blue, they let me get out of the car and go to the bank to help her.
Okay.
To get money out. And then me and my partner then decided to run off from Grandview in the bar.
Well done.
So we did get away, but we're very lucky to be alive. They were going to shoot us dead for basically for money. All together, they must have got, I think it was €300, and then another €2 out of the bank. So, like, it's just been a traumatic experience. My partner's first holiday. We are here, like, we're hard workers. We have a small business back in Ireland, you know, and we're here to basically have a holiday. But, like, my main concern is we have insurance with AIG. AIG hasn't done anything as a company.
The insurance company. So you contacted the insurance company, which was your initial call to us, I think, because you did you want to move hotel or come home or?
That's correct. Yes. Now after that, so that was the end of it. They wouldn't move us hotels. They wouldn't give us emergency flights. They wouldn't give us emergency money. The investigator Katrina had to call me yesterday. And she said that there would be an update before 5 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Still no update. So then, Joe, we went out last night, tried to enjoy ourselves. And we came back to the apartment and we were robbed again. We woke up this morning, my phone's gone, and three bank cards. And, oh my God, it's like something out of a horror movie.
So you're robbed twice?
Robbed twice. Like, this is the
in
thing.
Portugal.
We asked to move hotels because we didn't feel safe, because they knew what hotel we were in, because they took us back to get the cards, you remember?
We have a statement from AIG saying the travel insurance policies only cover certain specified scenarios, and if a specific scenario is not covered, the policy will not apply. We sympathise with the couple, we've been in touch to offer our support.
No. They haven't done anything, and that's a local Irish company who, at the end of the day, you know, should have helped us, done something for us.
But they're saying... The claims team,
Keith, he was very helpful. He's the person who works for OSG, which is an outsourcing company for AIG.
Yeah.
And he was prepared to move his hotels and hopefully try and get us a flight home early. Like, I'm going to be honest with you now, Jerry, we had to get a lend of money from a stranger at the hotel to get to the airport. Like, it's just one thing after the other.
And are you in, where are you now? Are you back in Ireland yet?
No, we're not. We'll not be back in Ireland until about 6 o'clock this evening.
I say you'll kiss the ground when you land at Dublin Airport. You're glad to see the back of that holiday.
Oh, you're right. But I mean, because they're taking all our money as well, our car's parked at Dublin Airport and that's €70, I don't know how we're going to get the car out. Like, it's just, like, I had maybe €1,200 with us and it's all gone, you know, it's just an absolute
nightmare. Did the Portuguese police, because...
We're so scared to even give information because the policeman said it was a crime to give any information regarding the investigation. Now, we will find out the minute that they've got and taken to court. We have the policeman's name and his mobile number.
Yeah, okay.
I think one of your reporters contacted him,
He was a very, very nice man. Now, he rightly so won't give us any information, but he told us that he had been, that you had been in contact with him. He had reported the crime, that they had two teams working on it. They were dealing with it very seriously. Did you, before these men, effectively, three men kidnapped you and your partner last Sunday night, Dermot? Looking back on it, were they following you? Had you seen them? Had you encountered them before?
The day before, we noticed a car, which is a sexing car, passing us maybe 10 times while we were walking back to our hotel.
Okay.
And we were laughing and joking and whatever. So the way the partners are set up is one person is at one end of the strip with a phone and the other one is at the other. And, you know, they were basically very, very, very scary. I've never been through anything in my life like it, and to be robbed twice in the 1 week. Now, I blame the insurance company that we were robbed last night more than anybody.
Well, why do you blame the insurance company for the second rob? But yeah, I know you're not.
They were meant to move the hotels.
You wanted to move hotel, yeah. Well, they can't. But anyway, the policy they said.
It's not as if we're looking a lot of money or anything. When not looking at planes, or it's not like that. Like, we were just looking...
Well, they say, AAG say we... They're multinational, but they have a major presence in Dublin. But they say AAG in Ireland... The AAG have confirmed that they would cover up to €100 of additional expenses if you moved hotels, should you choose to do so, yeah, as an ex gratia payment. Now, 100, I presume, was nothing, is it? Is that your point?
No, it's nothing. And now that the phone was stolen, which was €1,000, with the Samsung Galaxy S9, all of my, everything to do with my business is on it. My bank details, everything's on it. So, you know, this is my partner's phone that I'm using to speak to you.
And did you, Portugal is not coming out of this now. For one couple to be robbed twice in the 1 week in the same area around Albufeira, and a pretty traumatic episode as you described it last Sunday night, Dermot. Did you get any indication from the police that there's a lot of this type of crime in Portugal?
Well, it's not that there are a lot of crime in Portugal. They said there's a lot of robberies, but not at this nature, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so it would never be at gunpoint. But, like, we did see the gun. They pointed the gun at me. They were going to shoot me dead in the car. I started to squeal out of me. My partner hasn't stopped crying since. It's just one thing after the other. And then to be robbed again last night while we were sleeping in our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something.
That's right.
But apparently it's happened 4 times this week in the one hotel. The hotel done absolutely nothing for us. Hotel is an all-inclusive hotel. And
what time are you getting on the plane at?
We are flying home today at 25 to 4.
Okay, and what time is that? Are you an hour ahead of us? Or
no, it's the same time.
Same time zone, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be on, hopefully you'll be up in the air in an hour's time and you'll be back in Dublin Airport at 6. Have you relatives that might help collect you, Dermot, or might, well, you can... The Dublin Airport Authority are always brilliant anyway.
Some of our relatives have tried to transfer some money for us to be able to get our car from the airport. And, you know, I do have money back at the house. Thank God I didn't bring it all. You know, I have a credit card. Everybody does, you know. But at the end of the day, I can't even use those because it's all gone.
Okay. By the way, Dermot, did the police indicate, you say they're going to raid this apartment this afternoon, these two units. Did the police indicate that you might have to come back to Portugal to give evidence against them?
No, what they said we can do, we can take the court papers to like Dublin or Donegal, we're originally from Donegal. We can take it to the nearest court there and we can do a video link. But they're looking anything between, I think, 5, 7, 8 years.
Do you mean in prison or before the court the case comes up?
No, in prison.
The possibility. And by the way, do you think you'd recognise them, Dermot?
Oh, definitely. We already identified them.
From what photographs, is it?
They took us on, they get to show you 9 photographs and we had to identify them separately. We did it and it was the same person and one. And then we done it again yesterday, which was the second guy. They have CCTV from the bakery from where they took us from. They have more than enough evidence. They have a photo of the registration of the car.
Wow.
Which my partner was, I don't know how the hell she done it, but she got a photo.
Well done.
I still have the photo here, so... It's just been the most traumatic experience of our whole entire lives, and for an insurance company to do absolutely nothing, and especially I was told that I might have to get a plaster Paris when I get home on my foot.
Okay.
Because whenever we were running away,
well, they say
I went over my foot.
You were saying that earlier, yeah? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, your policy does not extend to consider the cost of moving hotels following an incident. The policy covered you.
Nothing on the wording regarding armed robbery. They should have something in the wording. Like, I don't care. I've done insurance before. There is a discretion from a manager.
Is there, okay, well.
You know what I mean? If it had been me, and especially if it was someone from my own country, I would have went out of my way to help.
Okay, Dermot, I hope you're in the airport now. Have you gone through security? Are you ready to
board.
Yeah, we're
just passed. We checked them and all that. So we're just. I just want to be.
Now, have you money to buy a cup of coffee?
No, not a penny.
Oh, for God's sake.
Not a penny, but we're waiting on.
You're getting on the 20-4 flight from where? What airport are you in?
We're in Faro.
In Faro. You're getting on the 20-4 flight from Faro to Dublin, I presume, from what you said. And who's the carrier?
Ryanair,
okay. I'm just calling out to listeners. Do you know anyone who's also getting on that plane in the next hour? Because I'd love them to go up to Dermot and his partner and give them help them anyway, a cup of coffee or whatever, and even to have a chat with them. Dermot, yeah. What part of the terminal building are you in? Is there a Starbucks there or a...
In Faro?
Yeah, I'm just trying to say, I'm trying to find if there's any Irish people in Faro Airport about to get on that flight, the Ryanair flight, in an hour's time back to Dublin, or anyone has relatives in Faro Airport, would you ring them and say, there's two Irish people there, they've had a horrific, horrific holiday from hell, and they're sitting there, they will be on that plane, absolutely, but I'd love someone to come over and buy you a cup of coffee and say, let's try and put all this behind you anyway. We have your number. If anyone rings in within the next 40 minutes and says, my brother, sister, mother, friend, they're in Albufeira, would love to go over and give them a little hand for the next hour, we'll pass on, with your permission, we'll pass on their number to you. And that means they... But it just... From what you say, that is a holiday. The holiday from hell. By the way, it sounds like the Portuguese police were very impressive.
Yeah, they were very, very, very helpful. I have to give them to them.
Okay.
They weren't cheeky. They said they take it step by step. So, like back home, they would arrest people straight away, where they have to wait until the two of them come out of the house and handle the car. And, you know, but they're under surveillance and more. There was 10 people out yesterday looking for them, and they're going to be more today because they're getting a court warrant from the judge.
To go into the...
To enter.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a gun. They said they're going to shoot, so...
And you saw the gun. This is the gun they threatened to kill you with.
Yes.
Okay, Dermot.
That was a black gun.
Get home safe and sound. That's Dermot and his partner.
No, that's gone, Joe, and I really appreciate your time.
Okay, and thanks for contacting us, and we were glad to be. I know you've been on to us since I think Monday or Tuesday, and we were glad to provide any help we can in the meantime. And let's hope we can get you some cup of coffee even in the next hour or so. That's Dermot.
Just hope to go. We can get our car at the airport. Whenever we get home.
the Dublin Airport Authority are one of the best airport runners in the world. That they will. If you have your documentation from the Portuguese police, I'm sure they'll. If you go up to the information desk in Dublin Airport and explain your background, there's full of humanity in Dublin Airport, I can tell you. Dermot, thanks indeed, and safe travelling. Oh my God, I hope you get home safely and get back to Donegal safely. Okay. Look after yourself,
Dermot. Have a nice evening. You too.
Thanks indeed. 51551 Joe at rt.ie if you know anyone in Albufeira Airport who can buy Dermot and his partner a cup of coffee or a croissant or a meal even the next hour to try and calm them down before they get on that plane. 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie and Albufeira in Portugal. Again, Michael Crowley. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
What happened to you in Albufeira, Michael?
I was there on the 2nd of October, and I was just there for a week.
Yeah.
And I was out one evening for a meal. I was just after a glass of wine in one of the restaurants, and then I decided to go down the strip. I was on my own.
Yeah.
And I just went into one of the local bars. There was music playing there.
Yeah.
And I just remember having two, maybe three drinks. And after that, the policeman waking me up. I was after being hit unconscious and left in a pool of blood. And police just said to me that if they hadn't found me, I'd have bled out.
Oh, God.
So they stole my wallet and my mobile phone, and I'm still suffering from it after, to be honest with you.
And where did the police find you, Michael?
I don't know, Joe. I was literally taken away by ambulance and sent to Faro Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I just remember waking up the next morning in Faro, and I don't even know where it happened, to be honest with you. I was literally hit on the back of the head with such force that they think now that I actually might have a fractured spine, because I just got an MRI last night over it. Yeah. So
this happened on the 2nd of October. How long were you kept in hospital for?
I was just in overnight, and they took they said they took a scan, and the next day they left me out. But I was left with nothing, no wallet, no phone, couldn't speak the language barrier and everything. It was just horrific.
And how soon after that did you come home?
Oh, it happened on the 2nd, so I was back again on the Thursday, so 2 days after that. The police interviewed me again the day after, and they even wanted me to stay an extra couple of days to go to their hospital. And I said, look, I couldn't, because my flight was booked and I had to get home. And they really wanted me. They were kind of getting a bit aggressive and wanted me to stay. But I eventually just said to them, yeah, I will. But I just got on the plane and got home, just to get home.
You were so anxious.
I was left with nothing anyway, so I couldn't stay there.
And what prompted the MRI last night?
I've been suffering. I can't move my neck fully, so I can't turn to the right or the left. So I've been to a physio, and he thinks, because of the force of the blow that he's after, after fracturing one of the top of my spine where my neck turns. So I'm just waiting for the results. Okay. I'll probably be Tuesday or Wednesday.
And have you been able to go about your life since October?
Yeah, I've been getting around, but you would be nervous at night time, and if you heard anybody running behind you or anything, you'd panic. You'd think there's someone coming up behind you.
But your last memory is of having a drink in that bar.
Yeah, just having a drink and listening. There was a live band and listening to the band, and after that, it's just a complete blank. So I really don't know whether I was drugged or what. Yeah. I just don't know.
Are you in any pain? The stiffness you describe, but are you now the MRI, and I think you might have a fractured spine. Are you in any pain, Michael, since?
Severe pain.
God.
Yeah, just especially when you're driving. I do a lot of driving as well, so even when I try and turn my head to the right or the left when I need, it's very, very, very difficult. But I just wanted people to know that it's happening out there, and I'd say it's happening a lot, because when I was there in the police station, there was two or three people came in, they were robbed there as well, in their apartments.
Now, it's a very, very busy spot, isn't it, generally,
around there?
It's incredible it's volume of people, so...
That time of the year, I think, it was quiet. It wasn't very busy in October. It's a place that I wouldn't normally go. I'd normally go to a quiet place, but I just decided for a change I'd try that place.
So
I won't be going there again.
And your next step is to wait the results of the MRI and...
Exactly, so I should have the results of that Wednesday or Thursday to see what's wrong with it.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay, Michael, I'm sorry that's happened to you. You still sound shook, if you don't mind me saying so. Why wouldn't you, given you don't know what happened? You've suffered a pretty serious injury by the sounds of it. Now it's dealable with, hopefully, but you still sound... Anyway... It's an awful experience. And you heard, that's what prompted you. But you heard Dermot, they were bundled into a car last Sunday night at gunpoint.
I couldn't believe that. Sounds horrific altogether. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now he's found, and I say we rang the Portuguese police, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, and they told us they had two teams working on the, and they were anxious to find out had anything. That's why I asked Dermot, did he see them beforehand? Did he reckon he bumped into them beforehand? But he has some recollection of seeing a car the day before, but whether it was the same one, we don't know. Did you notice, insofar as you can remember, but did you notice anything suspicious looking back on it now, prior?
No, absolutely nothing. And I'd normally be pretty streetwise, and I'd be watching for things like that, because someone tried to rob my wallet before as well, and I caught them. So I'd be watching all that kind of stuff, but no, nothing whatsoever. Didn't see anybody watching me or anything. So...
Yeah, okay.
It's just frightening. Frightening, just to warn people, just to be careful when you're out there.
Okay, Michael, I hope the recovery continues apace, and I hope the MRI only assists that recovery as well. Mind yourself. Have you severed your connection, so to speak, with the Portuguese police? They're not going to come back looking for you to go back out, or...?
No, I don't think so. I just want, as I said, I just wanted to get out of the country as fast as I could.
Okay. That's Michael Crowley in Dublin. Michael, mind yourself. Thanks indeed. 51551. Thank you, Michael.